This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Launching into the third hour of the program, you, as always, are invited here to join us on the radio, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up, censorship in the EU and China. We can talk about those things, whether you want to discuss cryptocurrency or freedom or whatever happens to be on your mind. You may take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
So, Chris, you brought in a story. I've also got a censorship-related story. Yours is out of the EU, where EU countries are coming down on, what, technology provider types, web providers?
Yeah, basically.
What's going on?
Google and Apple and basically Twitter and everybody who has any kind of platform. The EU is urging to remove what they refer to as extremist content.
Now, that's what I want to know is, what does the EU consider to be extremist?
Well, that's a ever-changing
target.
Yeah, target there. So I actually don't know that it's been defined anywhere. But here, let's...
We know it when we see it.
Yeah, right? So EU urges internet companies to do more to remove extremist content. Internet groups such as Facebook, Google's YouTube, and Twitter need to do more to stern the proliferation of extremist content on their platforms, the European Commission said after a meeting on Wednesday.
Didn't I hear, I saw a headline today that said something about Google has like 10,000 people who are going to start regulating content on their platforms.
They just hired, yeah. I don't know if they hired 10,000. I think it was kind of worded kind of weird, and
yeah.
I think they're going to increase it by a couple thousand to 10,000.
I see.
And okay. It's like, I don't know, 10% of their...
Finally, your children will be safe on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay.
Moving on.
Yeah. All right, so let's see here.
What's the source, by the way, on your story here
tonight? This comes from... I think I lost the source.
Oh, all right.
Because I printed... I used a service called printfriendly.com to reformat the page so I could actually read it.
Got it.
The print's big enough to read.
All right.
So let's see here. A picture illustration shows a Facebook logo reflected in a person's eye. Social media companies have significantly boosted their resources to take down violent and extremist content as soon as possible in response to growing political pressure from European governments, particularly those hit by militant attacks in recent years. But Julian King, EU Security Commissioner, said that while a lot of progress had been made, additional efforts were needed. We are not there yet. We are 2 years down the road of this journey to reach our final destination. We now need to speed up our work, King said in his closing speech at the third meeting of the EU Internet Forum, which brings together the Commission, EU member states, law enforcement, and technology companies. That's kind of interesting that it's the very particular groups, and they're all... basically, there's not any representation by, you know, people who, I don't know, like freedom.
No, of course not.
No profit. No, you know, yeah, yeah. There's no Electronic Frontier Foundation or equivalent in the EU that was.
Yeah, I mean, Google and Apple groups. And these guys are, like, on one hand, they do good work because, like, for instance, Apple, when the U.S. government was trying to pressure them into putting a backdoor in their encryption software, they supposedly refused to do that and, you know, did not assist the FBI in cracking into, like, the San Bernardino shooter's phone. You know, when the technology companies make a stand for encryption, I'm happy when I see those things happening, but we also see them going ahead and just bending over for like the EU or for China, where these governments will come in and they'll say, hey, Google, we need you to, like, remember when France, the international court ruled that you can just have references to yourself deleted if you want to from the internet, and Google just went along with that.
I can't quite understand this. I can understand why Google made concessions to get into China, because it wasn't in China.
Yeah.
But Google's in Europe, right?
Like, right.
You know,
they've got offices there.
The product is ubiquitous within the EU. So why not move all of your offices to Switzerland, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Tell the EU to, hey, the people, your citizens are free to use our services, even if you stupid judges and politicians don't like it. And if you don't like it, you can take a long walk off a short pier.
Is Switzerland not in the EU?
That's correct.
Ah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Switzerland is. They have some agreements, or they did, and I think they've expired, and supposedly they're probably going to come back in terms of relations for trade, but
yeah
they're not.
It's
they're
just
outside the EU.
Like, on one hand, they kiss the ring, but on the other hand, they, you know, they don't bend over completely in every single aspect. It's just frustrating. You know, these are not principled organizations in any way, so you never know when they're going to sell your freedom down the river. You can't predict it.
Yeah, and this isn't the first time that corporations, ISPs, and other entities have been threatened by governments. I know in Canada, and I think it was the 90s, they were threatened. They're like, if you don't implement censorship lists, we will force it on you. And
right, because Canada doesn't have
all of them.
They don't allow hate speech.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And I know in Canada, another thing that happened again, probably in the 90s, Yahoo. I think there was a. Oh, I'm trying to think what it was. I think they had a Yahoo. It was kind of equivalent of eBay, and they basically had Nazi memorabilia that they, I guess, was on the auction site, that Yahoo auction site, and I guess Canada's court basically said that you have to take it down, and even though they're in the U.S., like even stuff in the U.S., so it was applying their rules to outside of Canada.
That's
like
annoying.
To the U.S. version of the
right.
site. And it just was ridiculous. And I think there was another case here recently, and I don't remember if this was in the United States or it might be ongoing. It might be actually be in the United States where something similar. But not in relation to this, but where the United States has said you have to comply even though you're out. Oh, yeah, it's... Is it with Google? No, it's with Microsoft. Microsoft has basically stored their emails in. I'm trying to think. It was in Europe and one of these European countries. And
so like all the emails for Outlook or whatever,
yes,
Hotmail,
something along those
is stored
lines,
stored in a country.
Well, I don't know if they're all stored, but basically this particular email was, and the FBI, I believe it was, came in and they were like, you have to give us that email because you can access it, even though it was actually being held by probably some sort of subsidiary.
Subsidiary.
Yes. I'm terrible with my words today. In Europe. And, and they're
so simply because they had an office in the United States, they have the FBI has global jurisdiction over their servers.
Yep, we will hold your highest ranking employee hostage until you give us what we want, is essentially what they say. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And it's another situation that happened in Brazil where they actually held somebody who didn't have control over the servers. They were just like the marketing people, basically, and the guy in charge of in Brazil of that company, I forget which company this was, but it was like a Twitter or something like that, or Snapchat, one of them, and they basically held this guy, and he didn't even have any authority over what was happening in the U.S. operation of the company.
Wow.
And they literally put him in jail. It's crazy stuff that happens, but governments think they can just kind of, you know, do they can make orders that can't even be complied with, and then you don't comply, and they throw you in jail.
Right, that's how it works.
It's insane, but that's what happens. Let me continue.
Yeah, please. There's more.
Yeah. The EU has said. Oh yeah, this is the best part. The EU said it will come forward with legislation next year if it is not satisfied with the progress made by tech companies in removing extremist content. While a German online hate
speech... So right now they want it to be voluntary.
Right. Yeah, voluntary. They're basically doing it under threat.
Right.
Of,
if you don't do
force.
This, we're going to legislate.
Right, yeah. Right.
Which is the way they did it with the video game rating system here in the United States back in the 90s.
That's how they did it with the comic books rating system back in the 60s.
They have a comic books rating system?
They used to, well, not a rating system, but the Comic Code Authority is what it was called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, while a German online hate speech law comes into effect on January 1st. So there's already basically something going on in Germany, which has already been put into place. So, if there's any question about, you know, is it coming? It is coming. It's probably, either they comply or...
Here it is.
Here it is, yeah. So...
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically the gist of it, I think.
Well, it's not that, like you said, this is just the beginning here, and it's not just the EU. Of course, China already has strict controls online. We know Australia, several years ago, added an internet porn filter and are blocking certain websites from even being accessed.
Political websites.
Political sites now,
yep.
And it started with porn. That was the excuse, was, well, we got to stop the child pornography. And so, you know, that's how you get the camel's nose under the tent. And then before you know it, it's so-called extremists. And hate speech, and you know, on
everything
down the line.
Else, yeah.
There's more coming up here. We'll tell you why free speech matters in moments.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and you can Skype in here at Skype username lrn.fm. Should you wish to join us, you can comment on anything that happens to be on your mind. And if you'd like to try out the best pillow you'll ever use, probably, you can go to MyPillow.com and get yours with code FTL to get half off of MyPillow. I lost my pillow. I brought it to the hotel in Portsmouth.
And I left
at 6 in the morning, so I was not fully with my wits about me.
This is a couple of times you've done this.
It's happened more than once. Yeah. Luckily, I have more than one MyPillow, so I'm not completely without a MyPillow.
Time to buy another.
Yeah.
I just wasn't going to be without mine.
Yeah, you had Daryl ship yours to you
down
in Florida.
I forgot it on the bed, and I meant to bring it with me. And I'm not going to sleep for a couple of weeks in Florida without my pillow. Yeah. So I had him ship it to me.
So you go to MyPillow.com and then use code FTL. You get half off or two for the price of one. It's up to you. Unlike a regular pillow that you've had your whole life or for a long time, it's collected a bunch of dust and dead skin and dirt and things like that. You go to use a MyPillow. You can actually put it in the washer and the dryer. It's designed for that. In fact, it's also designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. It's a great pillow. And if you don't like it, if you don't agree with us, that's okay. You can actually send it back to MyPillow within 60 days of your purchase, and they will go ahead and send back your purchase price. So if you do decide to keep it, as I have done, then you can feel good because the pillow is guaranteed to last you for 10 years. It's MyPillow.com with code FT. TL makes a great gift for any time of the year, but especially here during the holiday season. Since you brought up censorship, Chris, I've got a related story. This one from Bloomberg Technology. It's about a Chinese tech conference, China's World Internet Conference, which featured Apple Incorporated's Tim Cook and Google's Sundar Pichai. They made their first appearances at the China World Internet Conference, bringing star power to a gathering the Chinese government uses to promote its strategy of tight controls online. Apple's chief executive officer gave a surprise keynote at the opening ceremony on Sunday, calling for future internet and AI technologies to be infused with privacy, security, and humanity. The same day, one of China's most senior officials called for more aggressive government involvement online to combat terrorism and criminals. Wang Huning, one of seven men on China's top decision-making body, even called for a global response team to go well beyond its borders. It was Cook's second appearance in China in 2 months, following a meeting with President Xi Jinping in October. The iPhone maker has most of its products manufactured in the country and is trying to regain market share in smartphones against local competitors such as Huawei Technologies Company. The theme of this conference, developing a digital economy for openness and shared benefits, is a vision that we at Apple share. We are proud to have worked alongside many of our partners in China to help build a community that will join a common future in cyberspace. The Wuzhen conference, which until this year has had a primarily local presence, is designed to globally promote the country's vision of a more censored and controlled internet. The attendance of leaders from two of the world's most valuable tech giants lends credibility to China's efforts to influence the global internet so it better represents or resembles its own. A little bit more here in moments, but just to talk further about what has happened in countries like China and Australia, and now coming to the EU, apparently Germany with a new censorship initiative was just talked about in the last story from Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see more of this because people don't want to be offended. People you've seen in the United States with the snowflakes, people being at the college campuses wanting to kick people off the campus or prevent them from even showing up in the first place if they might say something that could be considered triggering or offensive. We've seen this big pushback, especially among younger people, it seems, against freedom of speech. And maybe they just don't understand why freedom of speech is valuable. And it can be easy when you hear things that you don't want to hear that can make you feel a little uncomfortable. You could want those things to go away. I can completely understand that. But the value of freedom of speech is that someday the things that you think are important and the things that you want to say could be added to that list of prohibitions. It could be added to that list of thou shalt not speak of these matters. And while you may say to yourself, well, that's not going to happen, I don't say anything that's offensive, the tides tend to change politically over the years. Who would have thought that Donald Trump would be the president of the United States? But there he is. And so as the government aggregates more power to itself and has the ability and gets away with oppressions on freedom of speech, and I'm not just talking about the U.S. government, but any government out there, the U.S. government has been less offensive in this manner than some of the other governments in the world. But you have to protect the unpopular speech in order to protect all speech. Because if you don't protect all speech, it's really just a question of when they're going to come after you. The old poem from Pastor Martin Niemöller, first they came after the communists, and I wasn't a communist, so I didn't speak up. Then they came after the trade unionists, and then so on. And then eventually nobody was left when they finally came after him, was the idea. So even when somebody is saying something that's offensive to you, if you care about freedom, and maybe you don't, but if you do care about freedom, even if that thing is offensive, you should stand up for that person's right to say it, because otherwise you could be next.
Every good idea that we currently possess today's culture was a bad idea in the past.
Mm.
I mean, you're not going to see evolution of ideas if we don't allow what we consider to be bad ideas today. Now, I don't know what those ideas are. I'm certain I've got some of them. The ideas of human freedom are pretty repugnant to those that are thoroughly invested in the government continuing its power.
Sure.
But
like the Chinese government.
Well, like the United States government. The Barack Obama quote that a nation state is defined by its monopoly on violence.
That's right.
He comes right out and says
the truth
that. By the way, the inclusion of the term nation in that is redundant,
yeah,
because a city-state is defined by a monopoly on violence.
Any state.
In a given geographic.
Yeah.
A state is the state monopoly on violence. That's all you need to know. And the idea that I want to separate those things from being true, that is repugnant to people in many cases. So, yeah, sure, there are ideas out there that I don't like very much, but I'm willing to give them a listen.
Apple has come under fire for cooperating with Chinese authorities in removing apps that give users their uncensored communications. In November, Apple complied with government orders to pull Microsoft's Skype phone and video service from the Chinese version of its popular App Store. Cook used an earnings call with investors to justify those motives, saying that Apple obeys the laws of the markets where it operates. So when the Chinese government came calling, they said, Apple, we can't just have people being able to call people on Skype. You're going to need to get rid of that. I mean, when I think of Skype, I don't exactly think of a privacy app. I mean, every call through Skype is subject to monitoring by Microsoft. We know that the NSA, yeah, I believe, had a back door that I think we heard this from Edward
Snowden. They centralized it. It was decentralized, and they centralized it explicitly for that
purpose.
They
took it over?
For government NSA East Star.
Yeah. So, I mean, here's the Chinese government saying Skype is too uncontrolled. Skype, the most, like, monitored, controlled system as far as...
But not by the Chinese government, and that's the problem.
Right. More coming up here. You can share your thoughts. Luckily, we do have the geeks out there protecting internet freedom. Thank goodness.
More guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
And you may join us on the radio here, bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com, where you can shop with us this holiday season, or any time during the year. We've got links to Walmart over there at freetalklive.com. You go to shop.freetalklive.com. In fact, I just got ordered a couple tablets on walmart.com the other day because they actually whipped Amazon's butt on price. They had the same exact tablet, but it was like $15 cheaper over at Walmart. And I'm getting the tablets so we can give them away to local businesses that are accepting cryptocurrency here in town. So if the business doesn't already have a tablet, and that could normally be an objection to them, like, oh, well, you know, we can't accept crypto because we can't afford a tablet. Well, here, have this one. So that's what I did there over at Walmart. You can go and shop with us over at shop.freetalklive.com. Get your shopping done. Get your gifts for the holiday season. You still got time to get delivery before Christmas or whatever holiday it is that you celebrate. Shop.freetalklive.com. As we continue, we were talking about Bitcoin in the beginning portions of the show. If you've got more comments on freedom of speech, you're certainly welcome to jump in here. But ultimately, Bitcoin is freedom of speech, if you want to look at it that way. A lot of people think of it as a cryptocurrency, but it's really just programming, isn't it? I mean, somebody, Satoshi Nakamoto, took the time, and we don't know how long it took him, but they wrote code. Code is speech. You are literally writing something down. You are writing words that, when compiled, turn into a program that is usable. Am I right about this? Code's freedom of speech, isn't
absolutely. It should be. There have been some very bad precedents in regards to this matter.
Really?
Yes.
In the U.S.?
In the U.S. There was a case involving DECSS, which was a program to crack DVD encryption in the 90s. And, basically a magazine, a hacker magazine called 2600, was hosting the source code, and courts basically, because of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, were like, you can't say this, you can't host this. And so they eventually took down the source code, and then they started linking to other people who were hosting the code, and then they finally said, you can't link to this, and so they stopped linking to it, and they just had text of the link. Anyway,
I love 2600.
Yeah, it was a great magazine. But
They're not around?
No, they're still around.
They're still quarterly, right? Hacker Quarterly?
Yeah. And but eventually they did have to, they lost, and they decided not to appeal because it would set a bad precedent if they kept appealing it. And so they were like, well, you guys are clearly biased against us because we're a Hacker Quarterly, and
And then they put, what was it, Barrett Brown? I forget his last name, but there was a guy who had posted a link.
Again, same thing, link.
Right.
He posted a link
room.
In a chat room, yep. And
they sent him to prison.
Yeah, it was on IRC, and they sent him, exactly.
So we definitely have some problems with free speech here in the United States, but technically, programming is speech, and whether or not the U.S.
Absolutely.
Government decides they want to criminalize that speech is another question, but it is speech. Bitcoin is free speech. You are basically sending around somebody's speech when you he spoke the blockchain into existence.
Yeah, it's math, too. Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, everything boils down to ones and zeros, and there's some other things that shouldn't be possible that the courts have kind of allowed, like patents and things on. Like, theoretically, math shouldn't be patentable, and that's all programs are, and yet that's not what the courts have ruled.
When speech threatens business interests, like big banks, then you can expect they're going to arrange themselves against that particular speech, and they're going to do what they can to put a stop to it. And in the news this week, headline from CNBC, the world's biggest banks reportedly want to halt the Bitcoin futures launch. Remember we talked, I think it was last week, about the big headline that said that the NASDAQ and there's other organizations around the U.S. and I think around the world that are going to be adding what they call Bitcoin futures. Now, I'm not an investor, so I don't really know what that means. I know it's not actually Bitcoin, though. It's some sort of a bet on Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Is that the idea?
Sure.
Isn't it like basically an agreement?
Yeah, it's an agreement to deliver.
So it's not the actual Bitcoin. Like, it's somebody might... Is it now, Mark, you probably have a better understanding. You sound like you have a pretty good foundation understanding of this. But isn't it something like it's a contract for Bitcoin, kind of like that? And
it's a contract
for prediction,
delivery.
A prediction on the price of what
it
will be?
Well, you would want to predict in order to. So, for instance, I tell you I will deliver you a Bitcoin in 3 months for $20,000. If you're taking that bet, you're betting that Bitcoin will be worth more than $20,000. And I'm betting that Bitcoin will be worth less than $20,000. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
That's just straight up gambling, right?
It's not. It's delivery. I mean, you know. So
how is it that you can't that you don't call that gambling?
I don't call it gambling. No. So let's talk about pork belly futures.
Uh-huh.
All right. So you got a business. You need bacon.
Yeah.
For bacon, you need pork belly and something to smoke it with.
Sure.
Okay, and brine. So you got the wood and the brine. You're good on that. You're going to need pork bellies, but you don't need them today.
Yeah.
You need them in 3 months because you need pork bellies delivered on an ongoing basis because you can't sell all your bacon at once. You can have to sell it over time. So do you want to do you want to just rely on the vagaries of the market, or do you want to have a set price for the delivery of your pork bellies?
Yeah. I see what you're saying.
Okay.
So you're saying the buyer will get the price that the seller agrees to.
That's correct.
The seller's the one gambling.
They're both gambling.
You admitted it. It is gambling.
Well, gambling in the sense that you don't know what's going to occur.
Yeah, you're taking a chance.
You know what it is? It's the level of risk that you're taking.
Yeah.
And theoretically, an investment should be a lower risk than actual
sure.
gambling. But obviously gambling, even if you go to a casino, there's different games with different levels
That's
of
right.
risk.
This sure. is a different game. So, you're playing with
yeah.
products.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, it's gambling.
You can look, it's all gambling if you want yeah. if you choose to look at it that way. All right? Yeah. I mean, you know, just holding Bitcoin is gambling on Bitcoin going up.
Of course
in the future.
It is. Okay. I'm not against gambling. Let's just call it what it is.
I don't know.
These people
I'm,
talking like they're businessmen.
It's all
well, you're
it's,
not
it's
gambling.
A legal thing. It's an investment.
It's a legal
too.
Thing. It's, I mean, it's how it's been defined
yeah.
basically by laws.
Yeah, I don't care what the law says. If you are risking
right.
something, you could take a loss based on chance.
Yep.
It's a gamble.
It's yeah. fine. You can look at it as a gamble, and I don't think it's an inaccurate way to speak. But to if you choose to use the term gambling to diminish what Bitcoin or stocks or bonds or any of these things
you
are,
you gamble
in the
when you drive to work in the morning.
Yeah, right. So yeah. long as you're clear on your definition. Yeah. But there are people that will choose to say something to the effect of Bitcoin is just gambling. And they will remove from the table pork belly futures uh-huh. or United States savings bonds
yeah.
or anything
yeah, yeah.
else out there. Because buying a savings bond, which has traditionally been the most conservative investment, is a gamble. The United States government will continue on and exist in the future. And I have news for you, ladies and gentlemen. Every empire that we have ever studied in school is all gone, and the United States will go away someday, too.
Wall Street banks have raised objections to the introduction of Bitcoin futures trading, highlighting fears the financial system can't cope with a cryptocurrency's volatile price swings. Bitcoin has rocketed higher, crossing the $15,000 mark, as we know. It actually went past $17,000, is now floating around $16,000 for one Bitcoin. The UK's Financial Times reported that a letter from the Futures Industry Association, which counts the world's biggest banks among its members, is set Thursday, or was sent Thursday, to the Commodity Futures Trading Commission in the U.S. The letter reportedly criticizes the introduction of Bitcoin futures and states that the Chicago Exchange's CME Group and CBOE Global Markets should not be allowed to launch Bitcoin futures under a self-certifying regime. The FT reported that a draft version seen by the newspaper said proposed rules for Bitcoin futures trading do not, quote, align with potential risks that underline their trading. CBOE Global Markets is due to launch its Bitcoin futures exchange on Sunday. The CME Group is due to launch its version on December 17th. So if the government's going to put a stop to this, they better do it soon because it's about to get started. Now, will they be able to stop it after the fact? Probably. But will they? Will these banks be able to sway enough political favor to put a stop for now to these Bitcoin futures tradings? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Whether you share content as a curator or produce it as a creator, the source of your advertising revenue is often limited by intermediaries like YouTube. What if there was a way to connect content creators directly with advertisers, decentralizing attention-based market advertising transactions and putting the control back into the hands of content owners? Introducing the revolutionary Signal Token Protocol by Spective VR. Partnered with Blend Media, the largest network of 360 video content in the world and featured on Fox Business's Innovations, Spective VR is a 360 VR streaming platform created to be the first use case and early adopter of the Signal Token Protocol, driving real use and allowing Spective to optimize their platform. SpectiveVR.com is hosting a pre-ICO for Signal Tokens starting December 8th at a 40% bonus. For early access to the token sale and an exclusive 60% token bonus, sign up for the email list at SpectiveVR.com.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is...
The stores I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Join us in these remaining moments. You may bring up what you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Mark, you told me off the air today that the fundraiser that we had announced one time this week on Free Talk Live has not only met its goal, the hope.freetalklive.com, to build, to finish the building. We've been raising funds over the period of several months, but to finish the building of an orphanage in Uganda for 40-something children. It's now a two-story operation, which originally was going to be a one-story, but they were able to, you know, do a really good job and got a good price on building it. Went a little bit, I guess there was some miscommunications. You didn't exactly know exactly how much you had to ask for or whatever. So you've come back this week and you asked for a little bit more, $9,800, I think it was, to finish this off. But you had quadruple matching from Cell411 at getcell411.com, from Roger Veer over at bitcoin.com, from the Shire Free Church. Shire Free Church was matching 2x, and the others were matching 1x. So anybody who donated to this end portion of the fundraiser was having their funds quadrupled on top of their own. So if you donated $10, $40 more worth would come on top of that.
Yeah.
And you met the goal within 24 hours of announcing it on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, it probably wasn't even that.
Right. It was like sometime the next day you met that goal. But not only have you met that goal, you've smashed through that goal because, you know, people didn't know that it was over, so they just kept on kept on donating, right? What happened?
Right.
Where are we at?
It looks like we're about almost $1,300 over. And I just
Excellent.
Wanted to talk about what's going to happen with that money, okay?
The extra.
Yeah, the extra money. I'm going to keep it and buy stuff for myself for Christmas. It's going to be great.
No, you're
not. So I'm going to send it off to them, to the orphanage, right?
Yeah.
So
throw a big party.
Yeah. The last time they had a big party, you know what it was?
They had like new used shoes that they were given.
Used shoes, fish and rice.
And like a soccer ball.
Yeah, well, that was you're putting all the parties together.
Yeah,
they've had a few parties in the year and a half that I've been paying attention, and they're one of our the Misfits for Christ church that found out about the project through us. They sent a couple of soccer balls, and the kids had a great time with these cool soccer balls. And then there was an incident with some used shoes, and then you know a few other things.
They should probably have a little party and use the rest to buy Bitcoin. But that's just my recommendation.
Yeah, talking investment is just well beyond the ability to.
Well, you are sending cryptocurrency over there. That's how you're paying them. So
they've seen some appreciation because they don't always cash out everything right away.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they have needs, and you know those needs need to be met. So anyway, the building's basically built. There's a few things that need to be done, and this $9,200 will cause that to be done, and then the additional $1,300 or so that's remaining will go to, you know, things like shoes and fish and rice
and
stuff like that. They're building a garden. They're making a garden, but the garden isn't ready yet, and so they're not ready to harvest crops to sell at the market or anything like that. So
you've met the goal.
Yep, met the goal.
You don't have to keep donating, but if you want to learn more about it, you can still go to hope.freetalklive.com. Thank you to everybody who's taken part, and thank you to the matching donors as well.
Yeah, there's one big anonymous Bitcoin Cash donor.
Cool.
A big Bitcoin donor, James, and Joshua through PayPal.
Great.
So those are the big donors. And Jana is a pretty good-sized donor there.
Awesome. All right, well, thank you guys for that. Let's go to Sarah in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I did mention the pedestrian activity crossing before. That's called a HAWK, H-A-W-K or something. I did mention it, but I think it could really help.
Is this one of those things where the pedestrian, like, presses a button and it starts flashing at the, like, flashing lights at the drivers to let them know to stop?
Right.
Okay. But yeah, I've seen those here in Keene, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, you do have those? You do have those. They're not there. The ones in Phoenix, and you know that we're number one in bicycle fatalities. I think I'm talking about it because if people
those poor
are
bicycles.
Listening,
who's number one in bicycle fatalities? You just said Phoenix.
Albuquerque
didn't you?
We got top cake this year.
Bicycle.
You're checking Sarah because she frequently is incorrect on her claims.
She thinks everybody's dying of everything in Albuquerque.
But sometimes she's right on those claims.
Yeah, that's our rating. And we kill about like 9 bicyclists for our population. I think it's 700,000 people here. So it's per capita, we're number one. And after that is Tucson. And so it's all the southwest, like the area that I was talking about, all of it was developed after the advent of the cars. It was all designed for the cars, and it's no wonder the bicycles have all these fatalities. So Tucson and all the warm areas. So I think it really might help. So I'm
How are the pedestrian crosswalks going to help lower bicycle fatalities?
Because the bicyclists would use the same crossing also as the pedestrians are using. I mean, they have more of these. Huh?
But why?
It'll be a safe place to cross. It'll be a safer place for pedestrian and bicyclists.
But don't bicyclists normally ride in the road? Like, if I'm a bicyclist, I'm riding with traffic. I'm not on the side of the road waiting to cut through. I mean, I guess there'd be times when it could be useful, but generally you're riding with traffic. You're part of traffic. You're slightly slower than the traffic.
What I'm saying is the part of the accident that would reduce is when they're crossing the street, they'd be doing the same thing that a pedestrian would do.
Yeah, but normally if I'm riding down a street, I'm riding with the traffic, so if I'm going to cross a street, I just merge from one lane to the next as I'm moving forward. You're talking about somebody who is off their bike who is then, you know, going to, like, walk it across the street or something like that.
Or they bike it, you know, the Arroyo's a bike path.
Have you ever ridden a bike?
Yes, I have.
Okay, just making sure, because you've never driven a car.
Well, I have driven my family's car. I never owned a vehicle.
I see. Did you ever get a driver's license?
I did have a driver's license. But
when was the last time you drove a car?
Until I was like maybe 23. Mm-hmm. But I got into two wrecks, and that was enough for me. And then I was in a taxi, and I got into another wreck. So that's why I'm a car freaked out. I'm terrified of driving.
You're triggered by cars.
Jacksonville number one, Tampa number two, Orlando number three, Miami number four.
You're not even close.
Albuquerque doesn't show up on the list.
Sorry, Sarah. Where did you get your information from?
Attorney Brian White.com.
You know it was announced on KKOB just this morning and yesterday. I mean, we're talking about last year's data. That
Mark, is your
like
data dated?
Doesn't have a date on it. No.
She's saying she heard it on the radio. So it must be true.
That's right.
Okay. The problem is that it's difficult to know exactly what was said on the radio, right? So, you know, like, is it the deadliest? She said per capita. First she said deadliest, and then she said per capita.
Yeah.
Those would be important facts. And I don't know how that, you know, I didn't have a chance to read that article top to bottom or anything like that. But you'd think Albuquerque would show up on the list.
If it were.
If it were the deadliest, you know, per capita or something. And so,
Sarah, thank you for the call here tonight. Nonetheless, people should be careful when they're out there on the roads, whether you're on a bicycle or in a car or a pedestrian. It's always important to be aware of your surroundings because those other people don't know how to drive. You're fine.
Yeah.
You are fine. It's all those other people who don't know what they're doing. So you have to act like that when you're on the road and just presume that they don't know what they're doing.
I let my wife drive. Because she just screams in the passenger seat randomly
when I'm driving.
I have no idea what she's doing. Like, it scares me. It upsets me. So I just don't. She just drives.
That's good.
It makes her happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Or less unhappy, I think, is probably the best way to describe it.
So anyway, you can, of course, join us here and bring up anything you want. Big news out of New Hampshire is that Dash is taking hold in the retail marketplace. Got a detailed story about it over at freekeen.com. Not going to have time to share it with you here tonight, but you, if you're into cryptocurrency and you're interested in being in the place where there's the best activism for that, where we actually have more cryptocurrency-accepting businesses per capita than pretty much all the major cities in the world, from what I can tell, that's happening here. In fact, Derek J. Freeman, one of our former co-hosts, has made the statement online that it's the reason why he left San Francisco, where he was living for a time, to move back to New Hampshire. He had thought San Francisco was going to be a real hot spot for cryptocurrency acceptance. It's supposedly the number one city per capita, but Keene and Portsmouth beat its pants off by a factor of four per capita. So we have far greater acceptance.
Yeah, certainly it was a reason I also was interested in coming here. It demonstrated what I believed.
He said there was one restaurant in San Francisco, and they closed. So you can't really spend it in real life there, according to him. Anyway, more over there at freekeen.com. We'll see you tomorrow night. Check out thinkpenguin.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com. Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.